Days after amendments to the Criminal Code of Canada creating specific offences related to the intimidation and obstruction of healthcare workers and individuals attempting to access healthcare services came into effect, the North Bay Police Service is reaffirming how it will address such incidents. Where appropriate, the North Bay Police Service will enforce these new laws, as we enforce all elements of the Criminal Code, advises spokesperson David Woolley. After an incident at a COVID-19 vaccination clinic for children and youth on November 28, 2021, the North Bay Police Service ensured a police presence at subsequent vaccination clinics. That investigation into the incident is ongoing, according to Woolley. At this time, no charges have yet been laid. Abby Blaszczyk, whose family was accosted by a group of protesters at that clinic, supports the healthcare intimidation laws but says they are only helpful if they are enforced. See related. Called a murderer at children's vaccine clinic, local woman welcomes new healthcare intimidation laws. It's clear that having a police presence at our local children's vaccine clinics has made a positive difference for those seeking healthcare, and I hope this legislation will have that same effect against these types of bullies, Blaszczyk tells Beta Day. See. No protesters at child vaccine clinic with police presence. NBPS acknowledges some peaceful protesters have been present at some of the clinics following the late November incident, but officers did not witness nor receive reports that these protesters were interfering with individuals accessing healthcare and vaccination services. The North Bay Police Service has consistently stated it respects everyone's right to peacefully protest. However, if an individual interferes with the ability of others to access healthcare services or violates an element of the Criminal Code of Canada, we will not hesitate to enforce the law. See also, McDonald to anti-vaxxers, protest at City Hall. Leave the kids alone. The new intimidation offence is meant to address circumstances where a healthcare worker, or person seeking health services, is subject to any intimidating conduct, the federal government stated. This could include threats, or other forms of violence, that are intended to provoke fear to interfere with the duties of a healthcare worker, or to impede a person from receiving healthcare services. A specific obstructing offense would not apply where a person is peacefully protesting or communicating information, such as on a picket line outside a health facility, even if that has a minor impact on the ability of others to access the facility. The law states, aggravating factors at sentencing would be created that would require courts to consider more serious penalties for offenders who target healthcare workers engaged in their duties or who impede others from obtaining health services, and such offenses would be punishable by a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment on indictment. Depending on the degree of seriousness and circumstances of the alleged offense, the Crown would have the option to proceed by indictment for more serious cases or by summary conviction for less serious cases. C. Police ready for any local hospital protests and physicians speak out against threats over COVID-19 public health measures. Harassment and threats against healthcare workers cannot be tolerated, writes Dr. Catherine Smart, President, Canadian Medical Association, in a statement from December 2021. Smart notes the harassment extends beyond healthcare settings to social media. The CMA is also calling on social media companies to increase efforts to ensure their platforms are safe spaces for healthcare workers to share information and advice with Canadians without being subject to intimidation and threats, she states. Smart adds, what we need right now is not the ignorance and hate of a small minority, but the kindness, patience and goodwill that most Canadians continue to demonstrate.